It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome. Thanks for joining us on Lincoln County Connections today. We are continuing our outreach about the new tsunami evacuation maps, inundation maps. With us on the program today, we've got two special guests. One you're familiar with, Assistant Fire Chief and Fire Marshal Rob Murphy, and Geological Hazards Outreach Specialist Peter Ovington. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going?
Good. Good
Very
to be
well,
here,
thank you.
So we've been busy boys.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
It's taken a lot of work and energy to you know, unfold this to the public, but I really think it's been great that we finally are there, and it's going well.
Yeah, I was on air yesterday with Lieutenant Landers and Jenny Damaris, our county emergency manager, and really appreciate all the support the county's been giving and helping get the word out. So,
yeah, I think it's one of those things that is just going to, you know, continue into the future indefinitely, but really trying to emphasize these old maps. They're old news.
They're
it's
old
all
news.
About the new.
That's right. So, you know, some folks may think, oh, tsunami awareness, I've heard this before, I've seen blue signs directing me up to higher ground, but this really is new information. The state of Oregon, the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries has spent a lot of time and resources and some of the best scientists in the world to come up with new evacuation maps. And the reason these are new reflect the most recent science from earthquakes and tsunamis around the world over the last 10 years. As folks probably know, there have been a lot of tragedies around the globe, from Japan 2 years ago, in Chile a few years before that, and then down in Southeast Asia in 2004, where a tsunami claimed 230,000 lives. Mm-hmm. So we've got some good lessons learned from that, and then we have some amazing science from just off our coast and also on our coast in some of these tidal flats, where geologists have drilled these core samples and been able to measure 10,000 years of earthquakes and tsunamis based on sand deposits.
Wow.
It's really cool stuff. You get these long core samples and they can deduce a lot of good information from that. So the new maps reflect that. They show that a tsunami would go farther inland than we previously thought based on that 10,000-year history. And so we wanted to map that for folks and show them on paper in full color. I'm looking at a map now. These are nice pocket-sized brochures. And they show basically three zones. One is the green zone, which is outside the hazard area. One is the yellow zone, which is for a local Cascadia tsunami from an earthquake just off our coast, in which you would have only 15 to 20 minutes to get to high ground. And then the other is a distant tsunami zone, which is shown in orange. And that's for, like, if there's an earthquake around the Pacific Rim, someplace like Alaska, mm-hmm. Japan, in which case we have at least 4 hours or more to prepare. And in that case, emergency officials like Assistant Chief Murphy, Rob here, would help clear the beaches and give folks enough notice.
Peter, what is the makeup like, you know, back at your offices? Are you surrounded by scientists? You're the outreach specialist. You know, give us a feeling for what it's like in a day in the life of DAGAMI.
Sure. So the Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries is kind of a cool state agency. We're pretty small by state agency standards.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also not based in Salem. We're up in Portland, so that makes us a little different as well. Our mission really is to use earth science information to make Oregon safe and prosperous. And we do that mostly with a staff of geologists, mm-hmm. but we also have outreach specialists doing this kind of work. And we have a lot of GIS, I like to call them the GIS geeks, because
mm-hmm.
these are the guys and gals who sit around in their cubes. They prefer to be in the dark, and they look at these maps, and they create these beautiful, you know, data layers, and they really
yeah.
get into it. So amazingly, it's not, there's probably more GIS staff than there are geologists.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just so valuable. And Rob, later we'll have to talk a little bit about, you know, the experience on the ground with the distant tsunami. But let's punch through. There's a rally this Saturday. So
yes.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we're doing several tsunami readiness rallies around the county. We had one Tuesday in Lincoln City.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one tonight in Waldport at Waldport High School, 6:30 p.m. So folks in South County can join us there. And this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Best Western Agate Beach Inn, we'll be there from about 10 until noon. We present one of our chief scientists, A lot of good readiness tips for you to get your family ready. We'll have some information tables there. And free maps, of course, is the big draw because we're giving those away. They're fresh off the press, and we really invite folks to come out for it.
Okay. Well, if you've just joined us, we're talking to Rob Murphy. We're talking to Peter Ovington, and we're discussing the new tsunami evacuation brochures and lots of other good stuff. So stay with us, and we'll be right back in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
Pacific West Ambulance is holding its annual membership drive for Lifeguard. Watch your mailbox for the annual packet for Lifeguard. It'll be mailed to everyone in Newport and Lincoln City. When life hangs in the balance, Lifeguard members receive the best emergency medical service. These are tough times. Don't risk your life or your money. Open enrollment is May and June. Lifeguard ground ambulance service is only $59. Call Pacific West Ambulance for information, 265-3175. Choose Lifeguard from Pacific West Ambulance today and have peace of mind tomorrow.
CASA Beach Bash, 20th Advocate, the voice for children in foster care. You get an evening of dancing, food, fun, and auctions.
CASA gets funding to provide support to Lincoln County's children in foster care.
Tickets are $60 per person or a table of eight for $4.50. Join us at the Embarcadero on May 11th.
For tickets and information, call 265-3116. 265-3116.
This commercial has stopping power, my friends, so listen up. NAPA is offering up to a $50 mail-in rebate card with the purchase of qualifying brake products. So hurry or stop in. NAPA brakes are built to the highest quality standards and designed to improve stopping in all conditions. So come on into your local NAPA auto parts store or auto care center. $50, that's real money, my friend.
NAPA know.
Mail-in rebate available with qualifying purchase at participating NAPA auto parts stores and auto care centers. Visit NAPAonline.com for details. Offer expires 5/31/13.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us today every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We discuss topics like this with you, the new tsunami evacuation brochures. Guys, Peter Ovington from Dagami, Rob Murphy, he is our assistant fire chief. We're really looking at these right now. And Rob, before you talk about some of the details of the new maps, can you maybe talk about, as an emergency response person, you know, how critical it is to you to have the public really understand where they're at and how that helps you when we're really in an event?
Sure. Yeah, knowing where somebody is in relation to whether or not they're in the zone, as we call it, or in an inundation zone is very important. You know, we're a town of nearly 10,000 people here in Newport, and we obviously, but especially if this is a near shore event, like Peter said, we have 15, 20 minutes. We're not going to get to hardly anybody. We're going to be busy trying to get ourselves out so that we can respond after the event is over. So having people know where they are is extremely important, and these new maps are a big help to that. They're more accurate, they're more detailed, and we'll talk about later, there's other resources where you can see this online. There's computer programs and the like. So, knowing where somebody is, where you are, and not just where you live, but also where you work, you know, places around town where you are. Mm-hmm. Knowing where you are is very important, absolutely.
So we're looking at the maps right now. We've got them in front of us. What are some definite differences between the old and the new that you're seeing?
The first is the detail. The detail is so much better on these maps. The town, you can see the streets. You can see actually even individual buildings. The detail, also the for Newport at least, it's divided into two maps. There's north of the bridge and south of the bridge. It's roughly the dividing line. Okay. So besides the detail, the evacuation routes have been updated and are more accurate. Also, assembly areas are on the map, And then the other thing is, you know, we've been talking about for a while about Safe Haven Hill for South Beach. South Beach is our largest area for Newport in the inundation zone. Mm-hmm. And Safe Haven Hill is now in detail. It's a, I think they call it a blow-up, showing more detail, the route to Safe Haven Hill. It's labeled that way. It's labeled A with assembly point. And there are assembly points throughout the greater Newport area.
You want to talk about that, the assembly points, evacuation areas, and Red Cross shelters. What defines these three different
areas?
Yeah,
there's a lot of these terms, and I just want to clarify those. So the maps are, what's most prominent on the maps is the letter A. You see these black letter A symbols, which stands for an assembly area. And that is just a temporary outdoor place for folks to gather immediately after an earthquake and tsunami. It's kind of like, okay, where's my nearest neighborhood spot? It might be a church parking lot. It might be a park. And in some cases, it might just be an intersection of two roads. So that's the place to go. It's the place that you want to know where to go. And
would it hold up more of a volume there? I mean, you could get out of the zones.
Right. Yes.
But this would be a
staging area. It's kind of so that first responders
area?
Will know where to look for folks.
Exactly.
And it'll be marked with a sign. And it's very different from what's called an evacuation center, which is more like, say, a high school gymnasium, a shelter that's set up after an earthquake and tsunami, only after officials have confirmed that the building is still safe to enter.
Gotcha. So could folks possibly first go to an assembly area, then they might find themselves going to an evacuation area, and then possibly a shelter, if those a Red Cross shelter? Yeah. I mean, might that be a path one might take?
Yes, absolutely. So as people go to these assembly areas, then as we can, we would go out to the assembly areas. Once we've, again, like Peter said, established where we can set up shelters, then we would tell people, okay, this shelter is open. This is your closest one. Please go to this one.
I want to emphasize, though, that a lot of what happens will be informal, and it'll be neighbors helping neighbors.
Yes.
As Captain Jim Coos up at North Lincoln Fire and Rescue says, get to know friends in high places, because you know, neighborhood networks can really support each other while first responders are clearing the rubble and doing their hard work. Government, it cannot save everybody. We are here to support you, help you get ready. We want to encourage folks to be self-reliant, know where to go, and because it's really your family and your friends who are going to depend on you when this happens.
And, you know, one of the things that resonated with me that George Priest said at the press conference kickoff was that sense of responsibility we have to these visitors. They're very important to our economy. They could be family and friends, but our mentorship to them, if we have an event, you know, about what to do, we as locals may need to take the lead to help them figure out, you know, an appropriate plan of action too.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, when you're the visitors that come don't typically have the resources like they would at home or in their home. And so, yes, absolutely. You know, the generosity of the people who live here, being able to take people in, is going to be very, very important.
Yeah.
And that is a big group of folks who are in the green area on the map, the folks who are outside the hazard zone, who can just stay where they are. Many of those residents will be just sheltering in place, particularly if they've stored some water and some food. And we don't want folks obviously leaving the safe area and going into the hazard zone just after an earthquake. So
right. Well, and there's some fascination with wanting to see you know, an event. We know this, so
yes.
Got to try and resist temptation.
That's right. Yeah, it's highly important to stay away from the danger areas. It's happened multiple times over the years, unfortunately, where people have gone down to watch it, and they have been swept away by the waves. You know, one of the things that that we say time and time again, you know, it doesn't come in as one wave. This is what we call a surge event. It's multiple waves, and the first one usually isn't the biggest. It's the ones after, and this can go on for hours. So, yes, we can't stress enough, stay off the beaches. Absolutely. Get out. Get the high ground.
And those rivers and creeks are also danger zones, because you'll see on the new maps that for the local tsunami in yellow, those waters really push far inland up river systems. Mm. So not only the beaches, but low-lying waterways stay away from.
Okay, we are talking about the new tsunami evacuation maps. They are available. If you want to learn more about it, stay with us on the program. We'll be back in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections.
Memorial Day weekend savings are yours on the number one ranked Clark Kensington indoor-outdoor paint from Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City. Ranked number one by a leading consumer magazine, this all-in-one paint and primer has an instant savings of $10 a gallon with your Ace Rewards card. Primer and paint at one time, and the savings are this Memorial Day weekend only at Mills Ace Hardware. Mills Ace Hardware North, Mills Ace Hardware South in Lincoln City. Ace really is the place for paint.
Hello, Lincoln City! The 2013 RV Palooza starts today. Swing into show-stopping savings. The RV Palooza is back in Lincoln City. We're loaded up with brand new bargains and over $1 million in RV markdown. This is your chance for Palooza-sized savings. You'll find hundreds and hundreds of new and used motorhomes, trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers from Heartland RV, Jayco, Forest River, Lance, Pleasureway, Road Trek, Newmar, Winnebago, even Oregon's top RV dealer, Guarantee RV Supercenters is here. You can trade in anything, get on-the-spot financing on approved credit, and enter to win a free travel trailer from Guarantee. Ladies and gentlemen, as seen on TV, the RV Palooza starts today at Chinook Winds Casino.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Oregon National Guard. Aired by the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Ah, the sounds of spring. And Ryobi One Plus power tools. Drilling, driving, cutting, sanding, trimming, and blowing. Running on advanced lithium and lithium plus batteries. With up to four times the runtime of NiCads, they'll power over 50 Ryobi One Plus tools. Now you can knock out that spring to-do list in no time only at the Home Depot. Now get a special buy lithium ion drill kit for just $79. Valid through May 26th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Okay, welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. The new tsunami evacuation maps are here. You've probably heard about it. We're doing massive public outreach, and we're going to keep doing it because it's such an important message. So, Peter Ovington, Degami, Robert Murphy, Newport Fire, guys, that rally, once again, this Saturday, and the maps will be there.
That's right. We've got 12 maps covering the county, tonight there's a rally, a tsunami readiness rally in Waldport High School at 6:30 p.m. Come on down. Mm-hmm. Or if you're more in Central or North County, join us in Newport this Saturday at 10 a.m., Best Western Agate Beach Inn. We'll have all the maps there, a presentation from our science staff, and a chance to ask questions and pick up some local resources. I want to put in a quick pitch, too, for CERT, the Community Emergency mm-hmm. Response Teams. These are volunteer teams, usually kind of run through the fire districts, and these are just regular folks who get to learn really useful skills like light search and rescue and kind of how to respond in events like earthquakes and tsunamis, and they do a lot of terrific work. I think it's LincolnCountyCERT.org is the mm-hmm. website mm-hmm. if you'd like to get more yeah. information or sign up for a class.
Rob, yes. Now physically, the maps will be unveiled for Newport and at the rally. But then they'll be distributed physically throughout the community. Can you talk about some of those locations and
sure.
roughly around when they're going to be?
So it'll be immediately after the rally. We'll get them out. We're going to have them available at City Hall, 169 Southwest Coast Highway. And we'll also have them at our main fire station, which is on Northwest 10th Street, 245 Northwest 10th Street. We'll have them at the library at Olive and Nye Street, and probably a couple other public buildings around town. And there's also there's links available online as well to that. The County Emergency Management website mm-hmm. has that and a link to it, as well as the city website, newportoregon.gov, It's on the front page. There's links to the Newport maps and also to the clearinghouse, online clearinghouse for Dogami, which is OregonTsunami.org.
And real fast, Peter, there's an app. So everybody's mobile these days.
Yeah, well,
almost everybody.
I got it on my phone.
We're kind of addicted. Some days I wonder if I should be addicted to my smartphone. But
well, I'm sure there's an app for that, too.
There is. If you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you can go to your app store and download a program called Tsunami Evac NW. It's free. It's basically a mobile app that lets you see the tsunami maps in an interactive way. You can type in an address or a city and sort of scroll around. And the thing I want to point out is that there are 12 new maps for the entire county, but those don't cover every square inch of the coast. They're just really for the population centers. So if you live outside one of those maps, just go to OregonTsunami.org, click on the evacuation zone map viewer, or check out the smartphone app, and you can kind of zoom right into where you live. You can even see your
house. Pinpoint where you are.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, and the app has a function where you can just say, click, I'm here, and it'll just zero in. Yeah, and it'll just zero in wherever you are along the coast, and it'll show you whether you're in the, you know, if you're in the zone.
I'm playing with it now already. It's a little compass thing at the top right. You just tap that, and it takes you right to where you are.
Yep. Very nice. You know, we have our citizen alert notification system, but once again, you know, that will, we would definitely send out alerts to folks and letting them know kind of geographically we can isolate, you know, where those tsunami inundation zones are. But once again, I mean, don't wait for an Everbridge notice when it happens.
Everbridge, the citizen alert system is very important, and we encourage it. If it's a nearshore event, the shaking on the ground is going to be your warning. And like Peter said, you've got 15, 20 minutes. You don't waste any time. Get yourself to high ground.
Yeah.
If it's a distant event, we have hours, 4 to 6 hours, and we will send out alerts. We will let everyone know. We will try to go to all the low-lying areas and, you know, actually go and try to evacuate people. If it's a near-shore event, we won't have time to do that. You just, the shaking of the ground underneath your feet is going to be your warning, and it's time to go.
So this Saturday, of course, Walport tonight, Saturday in Newport, and just I think folks are going to see a lot of interesting scientific data, too. It should be kind of a fun thing.
Yeah, I think it'll be neat to hear more about the science. We'll try not to overwhelm them with too many charts and such, but yeah, we have some good scientific information, some sobering lessons from Japan to share, and then some just pretty practical readiness tips for what you should expect when a tsunami and earthquake happens, and how to get ready. I do want to give another plug for the Citizen Alert System. It's at LincolnCountySheriff.net. You can sign up to get notifications on your cell phone or your home phone. I get these kind of notifications where I live, and sometimes it's, you know, you're traveling maybe, and you had no idea something was down the road, and it's just a great way to be up to date.
Okay, well, gentlemen, thanks for coming on the program, and let's just remind our listeners, OregonTsunami.org.
That's right.
Okay, and NewportOregon.gov.
.gov, yes.
Those are two portals that will really get you to the tsunami clearinghouse. I mean, if you start poking around on the Internet, you'll find the information. Gentlemen, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening today. Continue to be aware. Get your family prepared. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.